Hello everyone. Today we are going to learn one more chapter, that is chapter number 11, that is car rentals, and I am Manoj Sate. So what is car rental? So today a car is a very common mode of transport, so you must be thinking why to rent a car when you have having car everywhere. Nowadays car is not a luxury. So we will see how car renting is a part of the functional administration. So traveling by car, what is the advantage of traveling the car compared to other modes of transport? Let's say other modes of transport in India most commonly used is the rail, airplane and car. So the advantage of traveling by the car is that you can reach more places. So it is a wide reach. So it can the you can, if maximum reach is having by the car, next is the rail and the last is the airplane. Still in India many small places airport is not fully functional. So it gives the convenience. So convenience is the most important thing for associated with the car, that is for the road transport, and it can often be a cheaper option than the public transport alternatives, especially if traveling as a couple or group. So when you are traveling in number of persons traveling more than two, so definitely when you rent a car or hire a car, it will be more economical than to purchase a separate eight other transportation, private public transportation tickets. So in some places traffic conditions may differ wildly from what you are used to. So that is why car rental is a good option, that your car may not be suitable for that type of road. So you require a SUV or a better tire car so that it can go via that road. So in some circumstances it may be better to rent a car with a driver. Another point is sometimes the journeys are quite long, so it will be very hectic if you are driving alone. Plus if you are driving in the night, that will be also a very hectic option. Another important factor is how the pricing has done in the car rent. So price normally calculated on the basis of number of days, extra kilometers and extra hours. So suppose if you are renting a car for 3 days, so per day minimum kilometers have been fixed. Let's say per kilometer per day, the kilometers is been fixed as 150 kilometer minimum per day, and you are hiring this car for 3 days. So suppose one day if you travel only 100 kilometers instead of 150 kilometers, then you are not going to get a refund of that 50 kilometers. But whatever the minimum for 150 for per day charge, you have to pay. But suppose one day if you travel 180 kilometers, then how the costing will be done by the car rental company? That 150 kilometers fixed charge on the day basis and whatever the extra kilometers. So here 180 minus 150, 30 kilometers will be extra on that day. That will be calculated as per their policy for the extra hours. So some rental agreements may have a limit on the how far you can travel per day in total and will charge additional distance travel. So some car renting company, they have the upper limit also, like per day you cannot travel more than 300 kilometers. So why the car renting company must have been doing this, stretching the upper limit, so that the driver should not be stress, and of course the vehicle also should be having very good operating conditions. So they have created some criteria for the minimum kilometers as well as maximum kilometers. Some other plans of other car rental company, they have unlimited mileage plan also. So you must be thinking, in some where we have referred kilometers, somewhere we have referred mileage. So why this is the difference? The difference is mileage system is used by the most US based car renting companies. So mileage is a US concept, whereas kilometer is a British concept. So India was ruled by the Britishers. So in India, kilometer concept is more popular than the mileage. In US, mileage is being used, no kilometers. So cars are classified according to class, small to large, prestige and specialty vehicles. And there is a scale of prices for each class. So every company has segmentation has done depending on the levels or the services or the brand of that car. So normally starts from the lower level, then luxury, premium, prestige, and other last category is specialty vehicles, that if you want a special services in the car. So when you book, you are usually giving an example of a car type in that class, but it need not be that type you are receiving. So let's say you are booking renting a car for Mumbai Pune journey, and you will just mention a small car, maximum seating capacity is 4. So what exactly you will get on that day, it will be not sure, whatever the availability, but yes, within that range only will give. They will provide you, maybe it will be Wagoner, maybe it is Centro, but the category is same. So you can usually choose among 4 types of rental cars. So first is economy, then is the intermediate, slightly higher class, then standard, and last one is the luxury. So BMW, Pajero, Mercedes all comes in the last segment, that is luxury. Mostly if you see the grading, luxury will have maximum pricing. So now question comes, what happens if the car is damaged or stolen when it is in the possession, in having your possession? So if the car is damaged or stolen, or if your car damages another or injures or kills someone, your liabilities can go far beyond the fee you agreed to pay for the rental. So you should be very careful regarding this clause. Then in addition to paying for any repairs required, the rental company will charge you for administrative costs for managing the repairs plus any loss of revenue while the car is being repaired. So you have to be as conscious as if you own the car for that period of time. That is why if you hire a car for 3 days journey in around Maharashtra itself, and on the way on the second day some problem happens or some part has been stolen. So as per the agreement, within that 3 days the car is having your possession, so the car rental company will charge you as per their policy. So you should take care, you have to park the car in a proper location so that such type of theft of stolen thing will not happen. Some companies, to solve this type of issue, they even encourage for you to take the insurance policy, but it is not mandatory. It depends on you. If you want this type of insurance, then it covers any stolen liability during that period. So what are the tips for renting a car? So first of all, I'll just tell you what are the big companies in the car renting industry. So it is a Western concept, so most of the companies are based in USA. Some of the companies are Avis, Hertz, Budget. In India also car renting has started. Some new company has emerged like a Zoom car, but it is slowly increasing. In Europe and USA, this is a most popular concept. In India, slowly we are getting used to this concept. So what are the tips for renting a car? Make sure you know what to do in case of accident. So this is the first tip, because it is an emergency. So you must have that emergency contact number of the car rental provider, plus you should have a first aid. Then when you still can drive, when you cannot, means what are the circumstances you can drive the car and what are the circumstances you cannot drive. You should know the rule. In some states or in some countries, once you had a hard liquor, you are not supposed to drive the car, otherwise you will have to face a severe penalty. Make sure you know any local specifics of driving rules and convention. So you should be aware that you should know the local rules and conventions. So this will be more appropriate when you are renting a car, you are going for a business trip to Germany and you are renting a car for 1 week. In this case, the local driving rules and convention, basic knowledge of that you should know. Why? Because their rules may differ from India. This is applicable only when you are driving self-driven car rental option. That is, you are driving your own car. What are the rules to have opt for that type of facility? We will see in the end of the presentation. Then make sure you know the controls of the car that differs between car manufacturers. So, for example, what are the controls differ from car to car? Their locking system, their seat adjustment, light, radio, navigation, opening gas or fuel tank, opening trunk or boot, opening hood or bonnet, etc. So, another concept, in US, the whatever the fuel we use for the car is been called as a gas, whereas in Asia, British countries, we call it is as a fuel. So don't get confused if you came across the term called gas. It is not the LPG, it is a normal way we think gas means in India. But in USA, gas means it is a fuel. Another next important tip is while renting a car, make sure you know what kind of fuel is recommended, because in fuel also there are various types. So ensure that, otherwise your car gets damaged and then you will be responsible, not the car rental company. Make sure you know known issues of this car model of this particular hire car. So for example, particular make of the car you are hired and that car is notorious for the giving starting troubles, specifically in the winter season. So you should be careful what to do, how to troubleshoot. So before actually driving the car, 1 or 2 days you can do homework on the internet. What are the troubleshooting, what are the problem areas of that particular model. And before you move the car, adjust your seat and mirrors to meet your needs. This is very important because every driver will change their seating arrangement, and if you are very tall, then yes, you have to change your seat as well as your position, the mirrors to suit you. Before you go, check the exterior and the front glass of the car and ask the personnel to mark in the contract every scratch and dent you find and sign the scheme on the both copies of your contract, or even keep digital photos of this condition of the car and picture any damages at the time of pickup and at the time of drop off. This is very, very important point. Why? Because let's say your backside mirror has a scratch and it was unnoticed when you hire this car. So what will happen at the time of drop off? Definitely the car rental company will charge the damage of the full mirror on your head, on your expenses. Why? Because you have not noticed and you are not mentioned. So this is very important. So to solve this, when you take the possession of your car, ensure that either you take it in the daytime or with proper lights so that you can able to see the condition of the car. So when you return the car, it will be checked against the scheme you put in the contract. So if any scratches are there, if any damage to color is there when you took the delivery of the car at the start, mention in the contract that this position the damage is there. So afterwards, if you ask the user to be responsible, it is not possible, so that it will be clear and they will not ask, the car rental company will not ask the damages on you. Then you can save considerable hassles at the end of the rental by just taking the time to note every scratch and the dent. So this is another important point, that if you noted while taking the delivery itself, there are only 4 scratches on this rented car, so that after when you give the delivery, there should not be any heated argument with the car rental personnel with you. Then what happens if the car breaks down? Let's say if you hire the car, as I gave the example, you hire this car when you are on the business trip in Germany, you hire a Skoda car for 1 week, and let's say 4th day you have taken a self-driving option, and on the 4th day your cars break down, maybe whatever the reason. 4th day in the morning when you started this car, it was not working. So what to do in this scenario? The rental car agency will provide a telephone number to contact in case of problem with the car. Another important thing to contact that number, because here you are hiring the car in a different country, so you should have a roaming mobile or local cell phone to access through that number, because in the foreign countries you will not get PCOs easily, and nowadays even in India getting PCO is difficult task because everyone is having mobile. Then next, make sure you contact this number first, because they have agreements with the service organizations to fix or move the car. So better you contact on that number itself. Let's say in this case in Germany the car broke down. So don't think that I will call my office representative, the local business partner, and they will help, because they, whatever the circumstances, if you ask your friend's representative to repair that car, then they give the estimate of 300 euros. So that 300 euros you have to spend from your pocket. But here if you call on their service number, they will ensure that you will service free of charge, because it is their problem, it is their liability. If you incur cost of towing etc. without contacting them, you may make yourself liable for their cost. Another important point, while towing and anything, if the car gets damaged, then whose responsibility? Then it is your responsibility. They will charge you a heavy fine for damaging this car. So better you should go with the proper channel if any breakdown happens. Call their call center or service center number. Wait for their reaction. Or if any, in this scenario, you may say that, okay, on that particular fourth day, when the car broke down, on that day itself, we had a very important meeting fix up. So you don't have time to run after this. Okay, then you can keep that car aside and you can hire a local vehicle and do your important meetings. That is the only alternative. So don't try to change or make a conflict with their agreements. Otherwise, it will be not beneficial for both the parties. So if you incur damage to the car rental company will initiate their standard process for handling damaged vehicles. They will definitely damage and you will be required to fill in and sign an accident report form. So if any damage happens, if you done any accident when the car is in possession during that period, so they will do their procedures, such as signing an accident report form, identifying the damage, etc. If the office is unattended at the time you return the car, they will contact you and advise you to fill in the form and return it to them. So let's say if you deliver this car back to that company in the late night hours, that time no one is there to greet you or to service you, then what they will do? They will send you the form earliest, and then you have to complete the procedure, and then they will make the action on this. Then they will obtain quotes for the repair and advise you the cost of the repair and their administration costs. So this is only applicable if any damages happen. So let's say the door lock has been damaged by you. So it is a minor thing. But yes, although it is a minor, car rental company will charge you. So they will analyze the whole issue when you gave this car back to the company. They will make note of that. There is a return delivery form. So they will take sign that you are accepting that lock has been damaged by the user. And after within 2-3 working days, they will send you a quote. That cost of that lock is say $50 or 50 euros, wherever you are using that, depending on that currency. And then you have to pay, as well as you have to pay the administration cost if you have asked for any towing service or any these type of service. Then cost of renting a car in India, how the renting structure exists in India. As I already told, it is not an Indian originated concept. Car renting is a foreign concept, mostly popular in Europe and USA. So the cost structure of renting a car in India varies on the type of the car that being rented and the place where it being rented from. In India, place is very important. Why? Place is important because maybe that car renting company doesn't have the service station there. So let's say if you want to rent a car for you are a industrial photographer and you want to go to, let's say, in Sikkim to do the photography of some industrial units there. So you hired a SUV starting from Mumbai and you say, okay, I want that till Sikkim, and afterwards return you don't want. So you have to check whether they are providing this one way type of service, because in this case you will find very few car rental companies will provide this type of service, Mumbai to Sikkim. Why? What is the problem here for the car rental company? That what they will do with that car in Sikkim, because there will be no takers. They must have not having a local office in Sikkim. So that is why place is very important thing in for the renting car in India. If you want to hire a rent car between metros Mumbai Delhi, you will get n number of options. If you want any rent a car service from Mumbai to Pune, Mumbai to Nasik, Mumbai to Bangalore, you will get n number of options. But if you want to rent a car with a weird places, some interior places, then you have to check. If it is return journey, then no problem, you can rent a car, because it is you are delivering the car back to the starting point, that is called origin, if you are taking hire from Mumbai. So car rental prices, visitors should expect to pay for a daily renter for an air conditioned car with a chauffeur including fuel and taxes. So again, as I told you, car renting option is also two types. One is with the chauffeur, that means with the driver, or the second is without the driver, that is pure car rental, you will be only driving this car. So if you are both cases, you have to take care of the fuel as well as taxes. So car in India when rented for a day means the rental is for 8 hours and 80 kilometers. Again, this will vary company to company, but this is standard accepted in India. That means if you hire any car in India for one day, that means rental is for 8 hours. Definitely the hours will be required, or it will be calculated only when you are taking a chauffeur driven car option. So the chauffeur driven, that driver will drive the car only for the 8 hours and minimum 80 kilometers. So as I told you early, there may be a maximum limit of kilometers also, but minimum 80 kilometers charge you have to give, and driver will not drive more than 8 hours. Why? What is the reason they have put this clause that driver will not drive this car for more than 8 hours? First, to maintain the proper condition of their car, their property, that is their car. And second, that driver should not be stressed. What will happen, instead of 8 hours, they put a clause that you can drive unlimited. So there will be excess burden, that owner will ask the driver to drive it for 15 hours, 16 hours. So what will happen, he will not get proper rest, accident percentage will increase, and in accident what will happen, the car damage percentage will also increase. So this condition is useful for the both the parties. Then coming to car rental agencies. In the industry, it is necessary to make a reliable system for providing conveyances to the employees, customers and company guests. Though the company may have a fleet of many vehicles, it is prudent as well as economical to outsource this activity or to make an agreement with a car rental agency. So many corporates today, they already have their fleet, huge fleet of vehicles, but still they operate on the car rental basis. Why? Because it is more economical. So it is not like that they are not having their own vehicles, but for cost-effective purpose, for taxes purpose, this type of service of car renting, it helps the corporate. So now, what are the requisites for the car rental agent or the agency? So first, the car rental agent should be situated in a prime location for a easy access. So he should be located in prime location. So let's say suppose a car rental company based in Mumbai, which has only fleet of deluxe cars like Mercedes, BMW, Audi, etc. So if they locate their office in somewhere small suburb where more middle class population stays, so this is not a viable option. So Mercedes, BMW will be accessed only to the premium elite class. So if they have the car renting option for Mercedes, BMW and the higher end car, then they should have office located near to the business hubs like Powai, Nariman Point, BKC, etc. So cars with large seating capacity such as Innova and Santa Fe, etc., as well as standard economy cars, their offices should be located in the suburbs where not the office population is more, but more family crowd, family citizen stays. So easy access. So depending on the market segmentation, who are your customers, the location of that car rental company differs. So the car rental company should have both AC as well as non-AC vehicles. Mostly today, because India is a hot country compared to Europe and some part of USA, so most customers nowadays prefer, because of the pollution and all that, they prefer AC cars instead of non-AC vehicles. So you can say the percentage is 80-20, that car rental companies have the fleet of AC cars 80 and they have non-AC cars 20. So why they put these non-AC options also? Because there are some customers, they are not comfortable with AC, or there are some customers who don't want to, they are very cost effective. Because when, if you see the rate differs. You can say rate differs 20-30% with AC and non-AC. So to make, give a wide option, they have put this non-AC vehicle option also. Then, what are the duties are expected from the car rental company? That he must maintain all the vehicles neat, clean, and roadworthy condition. Then he should have sufficient number of professionally trained, well-mannered, well-acquainted with all the locations and expert drivers with valid driving license. Why? The valid word is very important, because regular checks, the road department, RTO department, as well as police, they do with the car renting company. So if they found that they are not having a very the valid possession of the license, maybe the user also have discomfort during the journey, they will take control of that vehicle and they may put the case on the car rental company also. So it is good that for the both the parties, that the driver should have valid license. And then he should be very well mannered, because nowadays he should be a very decent person, because nowadays the ladies corporate hiring a car renting option from airport to their business places is very common. So for safety and security of the ladies, the driver should have very decent manner and decent character. So they should have basic troubleshooting knowledge. I am not saying they should have very knowledge like an expert mechanic and all that, but if any fault comes, they should know how to do troubleshooting, whom to call. And sometimes it is, statistics shows that some problems for the vehicles are not serious nature. It just only 30-40% problems for the starting problems for the any vehicle is serious nature. So most of the cases the driver can handle at their level also. So important is that if any breakdown happens, driver should not get panic. He should know what is the action he has to take. Now coming to the frequently asked questions about the car rent. self-driven cars, how old do I need to be to drive one of your cars? So this is question suppose asked to any car rental company in Mumbai or in India, that what is the minimum age criteria? So as per the Government of India rules, the user should have attained the minimum age of 25 years, he should be citizen of India and should possess a valid Indian driving license or international driving permit. So any foreigner coming to the India having international driving permit and more than 25 years, yes, he will be permitted to use this option, car renting option. Then next, the Indian driving license should be at least 3 years old without any endorsement. Endorsement means if you have done any fine or any severe, you have broken any rule or any accident happened. So it should be free. Last 3 years, the driver's record should be clean. So this is applicable only for self-driven cars. So let's say one US citizen, he is more than 25 years, but he is not holding any international driving permit. So what option he will have? So for these type of customers, the car rental company offer the second option, that is the car rental with a chauffeur driven option. In that option, you don't have to have this all the driving regulations and all that, because the car rental company will provide you their chauffeur with the valid permit, valid driver license, etc. Then what are the documents that are required for renting a self-driven car? First, you need to submit a photocopy of your driving license, credit card and passport. So passport, in case if you are an international traveler, if you are a national citizen more than 25 years having valid Indian driving license, then any other proof of residence or address like Aadhaar card, PAN card, voter's ID card will also do. But credit card is a must. There is no option or no other substitute. Why? Because they will note down your credit card number and all the credential. So suppose any problem happens or the user only has done any mischief to the car, they have some liability or some security with the car renting company. So that is why credit card is a must as of now. Then in case you don't have a passport, any other acceptable proof of identification needs to be submitted. So passport is not mandatory. If you are an Indian citizen, as I told, you can use any other proof. Then self-driven cars, how do I pay for the vehicle? So coming back to the payments, all the payments must be made by credit cards only. So they want it no cash, only credit card. Is there any other security deposit for hiring a self-driven car? Yes, there is a refundable security deposit which is blocked in the credit card for the rental at the time of the start of rental. This deposit would be based on the category of the car hired. So along with their fees, they take the deposit also, but this deposit is refundable. So it varies from the category of the car. If you are hiring a small ordinary AC car, let's say if you are hiring a Wagoner, then deposit would be minimum, let's say 10 to 20,000, varies to company to company. But if you are hiring a luxury car like Mercedes for 2 days for a car renting option, they maybe the deposit will be very higher end, maybe 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 4 lakh, maybe 5 lakh also. Why? Because the cost of that vehicle you are using it quite high. So they want to ensure that deposit, and it is a security for car renting company also, so that if any damage happen, so they should have something in hand, and they will deduct that thing from the deposit and they will give the remaining money back to you after the proper examination when you give back that car to the car rental company. Then what happens if the car is damaged? This is very important, because majority of the cases or issues in the car rental company happens with this subject or this question. So there is a pre and post rental inspection conducted in the presence of the renter, which has to be signed by the renter. So always there is a pre and post rental inspection. So they see, while handing over also they see it, and you have to sign that if you, that time if you notice any dent or any damage in the glass or anything, you just mention it, so that after giving back they will not put the blame on you. The initial deposit it forfeited if there is any damage found in the car at the end of the rental. So let's say you hired a Wagoner for 2 days, and while taking there was no scratch on the mirror, but due to, I don't know, whatever the circumstances, when you delivered back while renting, you have paid a 25,000 deposit, refundable deposit. While giving back, they have noticed in the post rental inspection that mirror glass is damaged, little bit scratch is on it. So they will evaluate, they will take your signature, they will quote that glass costing, they will ask you the cost of that damaged glass is, let's say, 5,000. So they will adjust it with your security deposit, that is 25,000. It was a refundable deposit, but they will deduct 5,000 due to the cost of that damaged glass, and they will return 20,000, 25,000 minus 5,000, and they will return you 20,000, the cost of the damage. So this is how it works. And let's say in scenario, if any very severe accident is happened by you when you are using the car during that period, and you are given, paid the deposit of only 25,000, and after returning they realize, the car rental company realize the damages are severe, and they may bill you 50,000, 55,000. So in that case what will happen? That is why they have already taken your credit card number. You cannot refuse to pay. So this is all about the car renting options. So this is important topic, is one of the important topic in the functional administration. Thank you.